The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. If you're looking for something different and fun to do, I've actually been out there. I've never participated, but I've seen people walking, skipping, dancing, crawling, even a few people running in a 2 mile event called the Red Dress Run. And Bill Healy, the Red Dress Run leader and spokesman, is here with us now. Bill, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Noel. Thanks for having me on.
Bill, you know, some years there are more people crawling than there are running or walking or skipping.
Between the beer and the heat in August, you're not wrong.
But, it's funny when you're down there. I mean, it's just you see so many people with red dresses. It seems like a half a million people, because you can see the red dress from 3 blocks away, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, the funny thing is it started with fewer than 100 people just in our local running club. And it's just New Orleans is just, it's the right kind of town to embrace an event like this. And it's exploded.
100% of the proceeds goes to, charitable organizations. You got a lot of folks, that are involved. So tell us about what we can expect tomorrow.
Okay. So, first thing, we've kind of moving back to our roots. We used to have the event at Armstrong Park, and I guess about 10 years ago, we moved it to Crescent Park. Well, this year we're back at Armstrong. Things just didn't work out where we were able to return to Crescent Park because of the sale of the park and just different logistical things. And we've gotten overwhelming support. People really enjoy doing the event at Armstrong. So I think it's working out well for everybody. But schedule-wise, it's pretty much exactly the same as it's always been. We tap the kegs at 9 a.m. The DJ starts playing music around 9 a.m. We line folks up, and we start the quote-unquote run at 10:15. And by about noon, we're serving lunch. The live music starts. And this year, we're fortunate enough to have Cowboy Mouth as our headliner. We also have the Crescent Kings playing. So there'll be plenty of food, plenty of beer, and plenty of live music throughout the afternoon. And then when it's all said and done, we count up all the money and give it all away.
So the event's will start and end at Armstrong Park, correct?
That's correct. We're going to start right in front of the park. And as you know, the route, every year the route is top secret. We don't really post where the route is, but where we're going to end. So if you know where Armstrong Park is, you can find your way back to the finish, and we'll even announce you as the winner if you like.
I've been down there on the day of Red Dress Run for lunch in multiple different restaurants, right? And there's people, I think people have their own run that they have where they
sure.
Visit certain bars and stuff, and they end up back at Crescent Park, but they have their own course. That's the word I'm looking for. Oh my God, I couldn't get it out. But they have their own course that they set up every year, because you're going to see them all over the place.
Well, if you're going to be down there tomorrow, we'd love to have you come out in a red dress and you could start the run for us.
Let me tell you something, Bill. So Mel Dussel, the Dawn Busters Kiwanis, he's been after me to join the organization. So he sends me a text about having you to come on the show. And so I sent him a text, give me a call, I want to talk to you. Well, he hadn't called me, and I already got my dress. But I said, I'm not gonna do it unless Mel calls me. But he hadn't called, so maybe you could get him.
You can bet. When I hang up, that's gonna be the first person I call.
And I would be absolutely happy to participate tomorrow morning because I did order a dress. So
absolutely going to call Mel because we would love to have you as our official starter. That would make my year.
Well, you can count on it. I'll be there then with red dress on. Red dress on, and who
I'm
going
to hold you to that. That's fantastic. You know,
it's just a great event.
Absolutely.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, I lost you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I said without the Dawnbusters and the other volunteer organizations, we couldn't do the event. We have well over 100 volunteers that help us with everything from registration to security to pouring beer. Anything you can think of that needs to happen, we've got some volunteers that every year they step up and help us out, and we really appreciate it. We throw a large party where we give out the grants and we invite all the volunteers, and it's just great to every year in, year out, just to reconnect with those folks. And it's a great, great feeling.
Well, I know, Bill, that you are a risk taker because you've got Mel Dussel in charge of the beer kegs. And
you obviously know him well.
He's been a good friend for a long, long time. That organization and so many others that are involved with your organization, without them, we would truly be less than in our community, and not only in the city, but through greater New Orleans area. I mean, it's just incredible some of the work they do. And I did not know that he was involved with this until he called me this year. And that's why I said, well, I'll do it. You know, if he gives me a call, but I'm going to do it for you either way. So I'll be there in the morning.
That is wonderful. I'll let everyone know and be prepared for autographs.
So 9 a.m. The tap starts 10:15.
That's correct.
The race starts, and at noon they start serving food. The bands start kicking it up. We have Cowboy Mouth and who else?
And the Crescent Kings.
And the Crescent Kings. Now, a lot of people don't actually register for the run, but that's how you're able to give the money to the charity. And so how much is it to register?
It's $89 right now. It starts out a little less, and what we do is it goes up $5 or $10 a month. So right now it's $89 to register. And once we pay for the beer, pay for the food and the food and the bands, then 100% of everything we make goes to nonprofits. And it's kind of an interesting way that we do it. We open up the grant application for the month of September, and we get hundreds of requests for grants. And we go through them and make sure that they've met all the criteria that we have posted on the website at nohtree.com. And then we vote on the different grant applications. And once we have a list of the local nonprofits that we're going to help, then we take however much money we have left over and we divide it evenly.
And you can register early online where?
NOH3.com. That's NOH3. Stands for New Orleans Hash House Harriers, which is our super secret club.
NOH3.com?
Correct. Yes, sir.
And you can register there as well in the morning, right?
Yep. You can either register the morning of the event out at Armstrong, or you could come visit us this evening at Deutsch's house. We have our expo where people are coming to pick up their numbers and things like that. And we have open registration right there. You can register on your phone on your way to the expo, pick up your stuff and have a beer with me. So,
all right.
And we'd love to have everybody.
What time does that start at Deutsche House this evening?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
And we'll run through, I believe we're running expo through 8:30. So if you've already registered, come on by, grab your number, have a few beers, maybe buy some what we call haberdashery, which is basically just goofy clothes that have our logo on it.
I love it. All right, I'll see you in the morning. Bill Healy, Red Dress Run leader and spokesperson, 9 a.m., the beer starts flowing, 10:15 a.m. start, noon, band and food at Armstrong Park. Thank you so much for joining us, Bill.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow. All right, guys, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870. We could talk about anything you'd like to talk about when we return. Give us a shout. This is Newell on WWL. Welcome back, folks. Well, this could be trouble. The guy that I said that needed to call me, he's actually on the line, Mel, from the Kiwanis Stardust Organization. I don't know. You tell me. I left you a message and said, give me a call. I want to talk.
Well, I got my nephew called me. I was on the radio waiting for Bill to get on, and I never heard him. I said, I got to go take a shower. So I jumped in the shower, and my nephew called and said, Uncle Mel, Will's waiting for you. So, and then I heard, I just missed Bill. So here's my question to you, my friend, okay, because I missed the interview. Are you coming out in your red dress, and are you going to be as the starter?
I am going to be there in the morning with the red dress on for you, my friend.
That is awesome. Because of that, I'm not even going to ask you to join Dawn Busters today. Only today, though. I am going to ask you tomorrow. Hey, man, it's unbelievable. This group is phenomenal. We've been working with them for 20-something years. Bill Healy is one of my great friends. But they're members of our club. We're members of their club. And it's the largest red dress run in the world. They're the only red dress run that gives money back to the community. And thanks to people like you, the word gets out. But, boy, I wish more people would pay and come to the event so they could give more money out to charity. That's what it's all about. But I cannot wait to see the sheriff of Jefferson Parish, the ex-sheriff of Jefferson Parish, in a red dress. Buddy G must be smiling from heaven.
I was just reading an article, too, a group of Newman High School football players were shopping for their red dress, and they're going to be out there. It looked like they were having a blast doing so. So it's just good fun.
Well,
right?
What happens is that high school kids and college kids, they go into the quarter. To come into the red dress itself, you have to be 21 because of the alcohol. But you can be under that to go into the city. But Cowboy Mouth is going to be the starting band tomorrow, and hey man, you're going to be right there. So walk in and come and see. I'm going to come out and see you, of course, because I handle all of. I'm in charge of all the beer tomorrow. Can you imagine that?
I can't imagine that. I told Bill he is a risk taker, putting you in charge of the beer for sure.
Well, Mel, come out and see us at Dorch's house today, man.
I might do that, actually. I got to check with the boss, right, and see if...
I understand that.
And we'll find out if we can do that. Look forward to it. And we'll see you in the morning, Mel.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you, buddy. Okay.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.